have an inventor of the tail lights. Now, I remember seeing this Kickstarter program about 3 years ago, and I thought it was an amazing idea. And the photo they had advertising their program or their campaign was very arresting. It was a silhouette of two horses and a rider leading the other horse, and the lights on the back end of the tail were just arresting. So I am very excited today to introduce you to my guest, Sammy Gross. Welcome, Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
Now, tail lights, you've got a saying for that. Can you tell us what your tagline is for tail lights?
Sure. Our mantra and our motto here at Tail Lights is to be visible, save your tail.
I love it. Be visible, save your tail. All right. Now, can you tell us how you got into this, your story?
Sure.
What are the tail lights to begin with? What are these tail lights that you're speaking of?
Well, tail lights are exactly what the name says. They are lights for the tail of your horse. I developed and designed them because we had an accident. My friend and I were riding. We were riding both my horses back from a really great day of trail. We were getting back on November 7th at 6:30 p.m. and a car came around the corner and hit my horse with my friend on it. And it was probably one of the worst nights of my life. My friend was okay, thank God. And my horse, he did not, he was injured, but it wasn't life-threatening. We had to have the vet come out. It cost me $10,000 because it screwed up his legs and his back, but it wasn't enough that I had to put him down. So I was very blessed with that. And so after that accident, I decided I never wanted anybody to go through that again. And I searched the internet to see what kind of things were available because we were wearing reflectors. We were in a horse community that, you know, everybody has horses. So it's not like it was out in the middle of nowhere where nobody would expect a horse to be. And we still got hit. And so when there was nothing out there, except for flashlights and glow sticks and all the things that don't really work well, I decided to make it. So I made taillights.
And high visibility is a challenge, I must admit. I think bikers, people that bike at night and dog walkers, all of them still need more.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a cyclist as well. And I can tell you, you know, all the bike lights on the market, for the most part, they're very small. But they don't really give, you know, they don't give size to anything. So I know some riders would ride with bike lights, but they were not dimmable and they would not show that it was an actual horse. It was just a tiny little light that cars would assume that it's a bike because it's a bike light. And so, you know, people would drive faster by bikes than they would a horse or a big animal, obviously. And so I wanted a product that was designed to illuminate the horse as well as rider and also tell the car that this is something large and it's unusual and that it's a horse on the road. And so, yeah.
Now, I can remember first seeing your Kickstarter program about 3 years ago, and I found the photo that was, I think it was on the web, arresting. It was a silhouette of a rider with the two horses with the blue lights on the back end. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. And then, you know, I was happy to see you resurface and you've come up with a better design this time. Is that correct?
Yes. Our first Kickstarter was at the end of 2013. I'd never run a Kickstarter campaign. I had built I built the best unit I could build, which is a larger unit. It's got over 200 hours of light, and it's now actually being used by 8 mounted patrols, both in Canada as well as the United States, and it's also being used by professional riders around the world. And it's a very robust, it's not very heavy, it's just over 3 pounds, but, you know, the light will last you days and days and days without needing to be recharged. It's got a battery case that sits behind the camel bag, and it just seemed to be kind of overkill for the average rider. who goes out and they want to ride, you know, 3-4 hours and that's it. The bigger unit is for people who need to be out for shifts, endurance riders, search and rescuers, police, etc. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go back to the drawing books, and because I want everybody to be safe, it doesn't matter how long or short your ride is. And so I went back to the drawing books, and so I made a smaller version. It's 4 strands instead of 6. It consists of a front light as well as a tail light. They're both self-contained units, and they're wireless remote control operated. And this, I think, is perfect for the public because it's less expensive. Our professional unit is pretty expensive, but this is less expensive, and it does everything that I want it to do. You've got a full 360-degree view of the horse because you've got light from the front, you've got light from the back. You can see the light from the sides. The front light has LEDs around the side of the case to illuminate out to the sides, and it also has a diffuse light from the front, so it doesn't really bother the horse's night vision. Because I know a lot of people wear headlamps, but headlamps can throw shadows, and it can also destroy a horse's night vision. They have very large retinas, 3 inches, and they have excellent night vision, much better than we do. And I wanted something that was safe for their night vision so it wouldn't bother them as much, but also be able to warn automobiles that were coming from head-on that there was an animal on the road.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point that I don't think people... factor in. Now, these lights are also you can wear the horse can wear them during a daytime parade.
Oh, absolutely.
And help with visibility as well.
Absolutely. We've got 3 levels of brightness on the units. The three levels of brightness are for 2 reasons. Number one, it's for the comfort of other horses and riders, because you don't want it is very bright. You can be seen for almost a mile You can be seen for over a mile with a large unit, but you can be seen for almost 3/4 to a mile with a smaller unit. And you don't really want to blind out your friends because you like riding with your friends. So you can put it on low. And it's a nice low light. You can still be seen. It's still very visible, and it's comfortable for other horses and riders. But the high is actually used not to be used at nighttime, but during the daytime. Mm-hmm. Because that's when you need a stronger, intense light. And that's why we made the high, or if you're riding by yourself at night and you really want to be seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Well, I think that during the day as well, I think that's really important, because as the motorist approaches, often from, I don't know what the distance would be, but from a certain distance, you really don't know what the object is up there. You're looking, you think it's not a bike, it's something bigger, it's not a tractor, and your mind is going through all this little checklist. And
correct.
I think with the lights, again, it's really going to... help the motorist see, which is the most important thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, horses are brown and they blend in with the environment. They're animals. And riders tend to ride with dark clothes on, you know, dark helmets, dark clothes. And it is very difficult to see the object and really differentiate it. And especially if you're an older driver, or if you need glasses, it's very important to warn motorists that this is an animal with a human and they need to take extra caution.
Right. Now, these lights, your tail lights move. They're not one solid strip. Is that correct?
Correct. These are 4 separate LED strands. They are encased in a polyurethane sheath, and they are 100% waterproof. The strands are. The box is water resistant. And so they kind of flow within the tail a little bit. They're light enough so that a horse can swish his tail, and since they are attached to the base of a tail by a tail wrap, that moves with the tail. So it doesn't move against the tail. It doesn't pull on the tail, so the horse doesn't feel like he's caught or it's not something that's bothering him. So he doesn't even really care that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That's important that the horse has comfort.
Oh, absolutely.
And I really like the way the tail wrap fits. And then the lights are connected to... sort of like a fanny pack or a saddle pack, is that right? Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, that's on the big unit. You're describing the big unit. The Pro Series has a controller box that sits up by the cannel of the saddle in a cannel bag, and then the cable runs around to the back and then goes down to the tail to the light box. That is our, you know, our larger Marlowe BESS model. The buttons to operate the unit are right by the leg. It's got an emergency control. It's got an emergency setting, high flash hazards, SOS, directionals for traffic. It also has all the colors of the rainbow plus, you know, parade patterns such as red and green for Christmas, red, white, and blue for the U.S. We can do country-specific patterns once we get a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. And so that is designed for the larger one. The smaller one, the Kickstarter campaign, the taillights rider system is completely wireless. So you put the tail wrap on, you mm-hmm. clip this small four-strand light box, the tail light, onto the tail wrap, you clip the front light onto your breast collar, and you're done. There's no box, there's no candle bag needed. You can use this bareback, you can use this hand walking, you can even take the front light and put it on your dog if you're riding bareback and you don't have anything on the front. Mm-hmm. So it's much more user-friendly.
Okay. Now, the Pro is intended for professionals, like the police. Now, I was reading something about now in Canada, the lights on a police car are red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. So if people are used to seeing those, that light pattern, if they're being, if the police are moving quickly or whatever. So I think that's a great idea. And I also read that they can control that pattern, or they can control the lights that they see, because, again, an alert is set up in the mind when you do see those colors. And I think that's a great idea.
Correct. We're on the professional models for the Mounted Patrol, we have their emergency function button is actually the code 1, which is the flashing blue and red, like you would see if a cop mm-hmm. car pulled you over. Right. And they also have code 3, which is kind of the blue and red all over the place, which is my favorite color. And we're actually being used right now in Halifax, Canada, and Calgary. It's been a great tool that Mounted Patrols here in the United States, Albuquerque, LA Sheriff, LAPD is now in testing Montana. We've got, you know, 8 Mounted Patrols right now. It's a great tool that they're using to help crowd control, to help mm-hmm. merge and blend with the community and help do community policing, as well as, you know, having the long hours of use so that they can be safe no matter what time. And since you can use it for days on end without recharging, they don't have to worry about, oh, did I recharge it or not, like you would have to their radios or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great feature. Mm-hmm. Now, have you done research in terms of what colors are the most visible? I know that here in Canada, they've gone from the crosswalk guards have gone from the orange or fluorescent orange to a lime green reflective color. So now that's just fabric. It's mm-hmm. not lights. Mm-hmm. So I wondered, when you were doing your research for the lights, what colors show up fast and quickly?
That is a great question, and we actually did, and we found that the green was absolutely by far the best and most visible in distance. The green was. So I love the green when we found it and when we put it in, and when it turned out to be their best, most visible color, it just was perfect. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that once these get out there, I think it'll be great, and people will recognize it. But it will take some time.
Sure.
Again, because I know that when you see lights at night, your mind is searching quickly for what is it.
Correct.
And I think the worst is the tiny little light, and you just don't know where it is, where it's going. And I love the idea that this is big.
Correct. Yeah, it's the worst when you have something very small. The mind immediately picks it up and tries to identify it.
Right.
And so you're staring at it and you're going, what is that? What is that? What is that? And I think that's the most dangerous for horses, because I think people are staring at something small, trying to discern
right.
what the heck it is.
And they're trying to do it rapidly because
correct.
They're driving, their car is moving at a speed, and it's just all very not a good situation, a panic sort of situation for the driver in a way.
Correct. And this, because these lights are approximately with the taillight rider system, they're 15 inches in length. They're long. They drape down the tail, and and the natural setting of it on the tail, the horse moves his tail. So you have a secondary motion that immediately alerts the driver that this is a moving, living thing. You might not know that it's a horse, but people pick up on it really quickly, and they can see the animal because it casts such a large shadow or such a large light bubble around the horse and rider. And so they can slow down way earlier. When I was first demoing the prototypes that I was using, I had cars slow down a quarter mile behind me, and you could hear them slow down. And that, to me, was the best, most positive, you know, sign that I got when I first started doing this. And I had one lady come up to me, and she's like, "Oh my gosh," she goes, "I saw you all the way back there." She goes, "Those are beautiful." And so it's just a really natural way. If lights on a horse's tail can be natural, but I think we've kind of married a lot of the movement of the horse with the lights and technology to bring about the best, most cost-effective and visible product in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think for the police that work in the larger cities for crowd control, I think they'll be so grateful to find the taillights.
Oh, yeah. Albuquerque Mounted Patrol, they were the first mounted patrol that that jumped on board with us, and they took a chance on us. And it was funny because the sergeant, he at first was like, "There is no way I'm putting lights on the horse, on the, you know, the back end of my horse. There is no way I'm going to put lights on my horse's tail." And he said he went home and he thought about it. And he then thought about one of his officers that was almost hit about several months before and how many close calls they had. And he came back the next day and he purchased 10 units. And I give a 1-year warranty. Anything happens to him, I will fix or replace them, no questions asked. Because I stand it beside my product, and we are a new we're a new product. We're going to find things that we need to improve on, and I'm fully aware of that. As a consumer, I would want to have that, and they love them. He now makes it mandatory for every single one of his officers, if they're going out even remotely near dark, to wear the taillights units, and during the day as well on certain functions.
Right. So. And I guess a lot of riders would say, "Well, why would you ride at dark?" But the reality is that in North America, that the dusk creeps up on you, and you may be in a situation where you didn't plan or expect it at all. And this way, you're not caught. And if it's comfortable for the horse, it's just part of the tack, and it goes on. And also, if you're considering using it during the day, which I think is a really good idea, because again, you don't know where you may end up. You might be, you know, someplace on the road when you didn't expect to be. That I think all these things make it a really good addition to the tack room.
Oh, absolutely. I had a woman email me, and she said, she just actually pledged yesterday on my Kickstarter campaign for the taillights rider system. She said she was riding and she was getting back to the barn, and her horse stepped on her reins and broke her reins. And she had a good like 4.5 miles to get back to her barn, and she had to walk her horse along a road because that was the only way to get back to her place. And she was terrified. Even though they were as far off the road as possible, cars were driving by, and they didn't see her because, of course, horses don't, you know, they're not on the road directly, but they're off to the side. So a lot of people aren't looking off to the side, and she was terrified. And it took her a long time to get back because every time she saw a car, she'd stop, she'd turn the horse to make sure that he saw the car coming. And she said, and that's something that you can't, you know, that's
plan
something
for.
Out of your, yeah, you can't.
Or predict, rather.
Yes,
yeah, you
exactly.
can plan for it.
You can plan
you
for
predict.
It. Exactly.
Yeah, if you've got these things, or if you've got the taillights on your horse, just as a matter of riding out, it doesn't matter whether you're in the day or night or whatever, you're ready.
Correct. And, you know, during the summertime, when it's 100 and some degrees here in the southern states, it's too hot to ride your horse. You're going to get your horse heat stroke, so people ride in the evening when the sun's gone down.
Or the early morning.
Or the early morning before they comes up. And there's always time, you know, that people are going to be riding when it's pre-dusk or and pre-dawn. So it's, you know, and like I said, when I went for a ride, the day my horse got hit, my friend and I went out at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. We rode all day long. We took trails I'd never seen. We were having a good time. We had a picnic. We didn't have a, you know, we weren't really watching time. We lost track of time. And then I was like, oh, we're farther out than we should be. It's getting dark. Let's go home. And the park that we were in butts up against this equestrian community that I have my horses in. And so we came down the trail. We came through into the equestrian community. We're walking off the side of the roads. Well, they had blocked off where the horses walk because they were doing construction. So we were on the very side of the road, and this car came by and hit my horse. And, you know, that was 6:30 p.m. in November. That's not 11 o'clock when you don't, you know, when drivers aren't thinking about horses, you know.
No.
This was at 6:30 p.m., you know, and so it can happen to anyone. I've been around horses professionally and personally for 38 years, and I've never had anything like that happen to me. And I want to make sure that if there's something I can do to prevent it and to save somebody's life and to save an animal's life, I want to do it. And that's why I created this.
Yeah, that's great. Now, speaking of creation, I'm going to guess that you are an inventor from way back as a child. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I'm not sure my mother would call it an inventor. I think she would call it more the destroyer, because I would take apart absolutely anything I could get my hands on if I wanted to know how it worked. And one of the most fondest memories I have, probably one of the worst for my mother, is when they bought a brand new television, and it was in my dad's workshop because he was going to put it in the next day. And I found a screwdriver, and I was 7 years old, and I took it apart completely. And my dad walked in, and he nearly had a heart attack. And I spent a lot of days mowing grass to try to pay off the television. So yeah, I've always loved to solve problems. I love problem puzzles. I like extrapolating the things that I know and putting them towards, you know, new problems. And it's just how I'm wired. I absolutely love it. And I think this was a really big problem. And I think it has really kicked in my, you know, everything, my curiosity, my, you know, resilience with growing the business and starting it out and trying to put everything in and trying to figure out how I'm going to grow this as a single woman, you know, and working full time. And it's been wonderful, and trying to figure out what new technology is out there and how I can adapt it and how I can think outside the box, as well as not having to reinvent the wheel. And because there's, you know, good things and bad things about both. And it's just been an absolutely amazing journey for me. And I think the best part of it is meeting people like yourself and like-minded individuals, and going across the country and meeting people that I would have never had any reason or cause to meet before. And I'm just inspired by all of you. And I am in awe that something that I've created, people love, and that they're accepting and they want it, and that I can help them. So I'm kind of blessed by all the Tail Lights fans out there and every horseback rider that, you know, looks at my product and says, yes, that's what I need. So I want to thank everyone.
Yes. Oh no. Well, and they're beautiful, like as well as functional. They're beautiful.
Ah, thank you.
You know, it's just gorgeous. Now, I have a question. How do other horses react to being behind the tail lights?
You know, I've put these on hundreds of horses. I have asked, you know, the mounted patrols especially. I'm like, tell me when you go through rodeos, what do other horses do? And not a single horse. We just took the Ventura County Sheriff's, did the Ventura County Fair with taillights, and we walked through a gigantic rodeo setting with them on, and not a single horse tied to a trailer, standing around, none of them, it bothered. And as long as you have the lights on low and there's a horse behind them, it doesn't bother them. Now, it's just like anything, though. If you take your horse and you put him in a barn and you put the lights on and you turn them on full blast when they're not expecting it, you're probably going to have a reaction. So that's why I tell people, when you put them on outside before you get for a ride, turn them on when it's, you know, daylight hours, so it's not super shocking if your horse has never been around something like that. And then as the sun goes down, your lights will automatically raise. And so it will be a natural acceptance of the horse. And I haven't yet found a horse that it bothers. I've put every friend of mine that has a horse that they say, oh my gosh, my horse would never, you know, would never tolerate that. I ask them, I say, can I borrow them? And I would throw the tail wrap on, put the light on, and I jump on their backs and see what happens. And I have yet to find a horse that just absolutely won't tolerate it. Mm-hmm. And I've put them on horses off the track. There's a young gentleman here that trains Mustangs off the range, and he actually put it on one of his new Mustangs. So this horse has been in the wild, taken from the wild, and not rideable yet. And he put it on her tail, and we have video footage of it. She didn't even, it didn't concern her at all. She didn't even blink. The lights did, but she didn't.
Right. Well, I guess I'm thinking of, yes, and you did answer that going through the rodeo grounds, but other horses reacting to the light in front of them or beside them or swishing, you know, like as the tail swishes, the lights.
It doesn't bother them. Like I said, I think the motion of the horse in front of them, the tail makes them feel at ease that it's
okay.
A horse.
They recognize that.
Correct. Yes. But also I think if you put it on bright and it's shining directly in their eyes, then yes, I think it's going to bother them because it's going to hurt their eyes. So it's something that the rider has to be aware of and just put it on low. But anytime it's been on low or ultra low with the Pro Series, it has not, the horses accept it. Because the Albuquerque Mounted Patrol ride two by two, and they ride directly behind each other.
Right.
And their horses, it doesn't bother. I've ridden, you know, I've taken out with my horses and other friends' horses, and I put horses right behind them, and it just doesn't bother them. And I think it's also horses have different color receptors in their eyes, and I think that certain colors doesn't bother them at all because I'm not sure they can see them that well.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, I was thinking that what affects us may not necessarily affect them.
Correct.
Oh, that's really interesting. All right, so you're winding down in your Kickstarter campaign. So how many days left do you have?
Oh, my gosh. I actually haven't looked today, so I'm going to look. That's a very good. We end December 10th. That's okay. What I do know. I'm trying not to obsessively look at my Kickstarter because I look at it every 5 seconds for the first week, and I was finding it was driving myself crazy. But we are ending December 10th at 7:59 a.m., and that is California time. We have 15 days to go. I'm looking at the site right now. We've raised $27,400, so I'm very excited.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Well, Sammy, maybe you could just explain a little bit. I know a lot of people, unless you're inventing and you have a campaign yourself, I don't think too many people really understand what Kickstarter is.
Oh, absolutely. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding internet platform that allows inventors like me to be able to post videos to explain what product that they've come up with. Like for me, it's the Taillights Rider Safety System. And we explain what we've done, and then people have the opportunity to go onto the platform and then back the project. Backing means that you can go through the rewards and you can actually say, I want this product. So in this case, it's the Taillights Rider System, the two-light system. They can back it for $125. And then if we raise the money and we fund what is asked for, and in my case, I'm asking for $18,500. And then once we fund, then I take the money and then I go into tooling. And then once we go into tooling, then the pledgers or the backers get the system once it is manufactured. So it's a way that I can raise tooling money because tooling can cost up to $50,000 depending on what you're doing. In my case, it cost me $18,500 that I don't have. So I put it on Kickstarter. So I'm giving the system, the Taillights Rider system, at a significant discount so that people can acquire it at a very big discount before it goes into retail shops. And they can also know that they're helping me raise the money to actually bring this project or kickstart this project to life.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us the process? If someone wanted to back you, they go to your website, which is, just give us the URL.
www.tail-lights.com. So it's T-A-I-L hyphen L-I-G-H-T-S.com. And then you get to the welcome page. Mm-hmm. And when you see the welcome page, there's two buttons. One says welcome and one says Kickstarter. Click the Kickstarter button, and that will take you directly to my Kickstart campaign.
Mm-hmm. And then what will they see?
Then what they're going to see is they're going to see the picture, the iconic picture of the two horses with blue tails. And there's a video. They can either click on it and see, if they watch the video, it shows the taillights rider safety system, what it is, how it works. You get real good close-up views of it, and you can see everything that you get. And then you can scroll down, and it says rewards. And you can scroll through the rewards, and you can actually pick one of the rewards that you want.
Meaning good light it's system. A bonus or something?
No, it's the actual unit. Like, for instance, I put up, for the first 25 backers, people could have gotten the system for $95. Well, all those went within 4 hours. And then the second tier is we had 50 people who could pledge for $125. That means for $125, they got one taillights rider system. Well, those all sold out. Now we are to the normal Kickstarter standard where you can get, for $155, you will get the two light system. You'll get a front light, a back light, a tail wrap, and a remote. And that unit will be sold in retails for between $270 to $275. But they can get this unit for $155 on my Kickstarter campaign. So it's a significant discount. And then that also, if you want to buy two, we have a package of two that you can get. We only have 10 of those left, and that's for $250, which means you can get two lights for $125 each. And then once those run out, we've got the Kickstarter standard duo, which is the two light system, and it just goes up from there. And if somebody has a retail shop and they want to buy 10, they can go to the barn pack, which is 10 a package of 10 sets of two lights, so they can put them in their store, they can retail them, and they can see how they do around their area.
Okay. Now, when they click on the button, what happens next?
Which button? The Kickstarter button on my page?
Yes. They go to the Kickstarter. They select let's say they select the 225 option.
Okay.
So what happens?
So then it will take you to another screen. You have to actually sign into Kickstarter. It's going to ask your name. It creates an account for you. And then it'll say, do you want to back this system? You say yes. And then you take your credit card. And you put your credit card number in. It does not ask you for your address. I'm going to send out a survey at the end of the Kickstarter and ask for everybody's addresses so I know where to ship these to. And that's it. As soon as you click yes, you put in your credit card amount. Amazon holds all the money. I have no control of the money until after the campaign is over. And then once December 10th comes, the money will be drawn out of everybody's account, and then it will be put into my account. And then
I see.
That's how it works.
Well, great. Explanation. I really like I think it's important that people know the process.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand
it. No.
And it's really important that they go through my website and they look, or if they go to Kickstarter.com, that they look up Taillights Rider Safety System. Because if not, they'll see just my old campaign, which we did not fund. And if a campaign does not fund, all the money gets sent back to the people who backed it. But in this case, with the Taillights Rider System, we did fund, so we are definitely going through with everything. I've already started tooling. Mm-hmm. And we're expecting everything to be done by January. So hopefully before the end of the riding season. And I'm trying to get it as close to Christmas as possible, but I'm not sure that'll happen.
Okay.
But we're trying.
So they should go, just repeat again, they need to go to
tail-lights.com. Click on the Kickstarter button.
Right.
That will take you to my Kickstarter page. And then click back this project.
Right. But I'm just saying the old one, just so they can avoid going to the old one.
Yes, then go to my website, tail-lights.com.
Okay, and everything will be fine there.
Everything will be fine
there. Okay. If they go to Kickstarter and look for something, that's not the way to go.
Tail lights, they may end up on my old project and confused. So, yes. Yes,
that's important.
Go to my website and go to tail-lights.com, click on Kickstarter, and it'll take you right over.
Okay.
And we have until the 10th to raise as much money as possible. And the more money we raise, the better deals people can get if they pledge and back us on Kickstarter. And the more it'll help with us getting it out sooner.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, that's great. So also now, please give us your other social media URLs.
Oh, excellent. I am on Facebook at facebook.com/BeVisibleSaveYourTail.
And Twitter?
And Twitter, I am at TailLights1.
Okay. Super. Well, that is great, Sammy. Thank you. Sure. And thank you for your time. And I really hope this project, well, it's already been successful.
Yes.
So people will get their product and
yes, they will.
Not a problem. And it's a great idea. And I'm so glad that it's still up and going. And I'm hoping to see them on horses everywhere, especially in the big cities. I know the police are doing their best and they need to be visible too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so very much for having me on your show. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes, well, it's been delightful. All right, so everyone can go to the Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show, and they can see your links and more information. But most importantly, before the 10th of December, it's important to go to tail-lights.com.
Correct.
Correct?
And it's, yes,
right.
And it's plural. Lights are definitely plural. Tail okay. Lights. But thank you so very much. And yes, please, if you want your units, we are definitely getting them because we have been fully funded. We asked for 18,500. We're at 27,400. So we are definitely in production. And I want to make a statement to the world that horse safety and visibility is important. And the more people we can get onto this Kickstarter project, I can absolutely do that. We can bring awareness to this.
Well, that is great. All right. Well, then I'm going to say goodbye, Sammy.
All right. Thank you very much, Paula.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Sammy Gross from taillights.com. That's tail-lights.com. I absolutely love inventors. They are so creative. And I applaud Sammy for her invention and pursuing it over these last couple of years to make it as good as it possibly can be. So if you don't get in on the Kickstarter program before it closes, please demand that your local tack shop carry or at least be able to order tail lights, because they will save your horse's tail, your tail, and maybe your dog's tail. We need to be safe out there. We owe it to everyone to try and be as visible as we possibly can be. I hope you have a creative day.